One of the most common questions I get asked is, do you have any tips for business women? Problem is, that's such a broad question. It's like asking a mechanic, do you have any advice for fixing cars? They've built an entire career and it took a long time for them to gain all of that expertise. So it's hard to impart anything useful quickly. So let's talk it out. I'm Mazda Miles and this is Restrooms and Boardrooms. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Restrooms and Boardrooms, the podcast that informs and inspires women with a little pep talk and girl talk for those bent on running shit in business, entrepreneurship, leadership, culture, and life. I have my boardroom directors here with me again this week. You know, I don't do this alone.
Good
morning. I have my producer, the man with the plan.
Good morning, everyone.
Dion
very, very
Ringel.
Excited to be back. Welcome to episode 3.
Awesome. And I do have my audio engineer. We know we could not do this without him. Josh Heath.
Yeah, man.
And behind the scenes and behind the camera, for those of you who follow on social media and will be tuning into the video clips, you can thank Brian Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it will be saucy, and you know we're going to have plenty of info that you can absolutely apply to your everyday life and business. This week, we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of free consulting. Also, we will chat about Lil' Kim's speech in our Boss Move or Soft Move segment. And then finally, at the end, we will discuss something that I just have to be honest about. Now, many of you know, I recommend you start every day with a little pep talk to yourself, for yourself, with yourself, to get your mind right. And, you know, we as women, we spend so much time where we are taking care of everyone else that sometimes we forget to pour into ourselves. And so I really want to take every single episode and make sure that I remind you to pay yourself first. Before you lift somebody else up, make sure that you are lifted up so that you're in the position to really give that hand up that you're wanting to give out. So as always, I'm going to set up this pep talk. I'm going to welcome you into my world. We have officially entered the fourth quarter of the year, which means I have less than 3 months to attain all of those goals that I set in my business financially. Don't get me wrong, we're tracking very well. If I do say so myself, we're killing it. But at the same time, this is like last call at the bar. Like it's the last time to get what you came for. Last chance to get it in, last chance to land those last few clients and make that little bit of money and seal those deals. So in this fourth quarter of the year, you know, I'm looking at this as an opportunity to either pave the way for what will happen next, or it could derail what happens in 2020. So I feel like it's really important for me to be able to make sure that I end the year in a way that makes me and my team proud. And in these moments of competition with myself, and obviously competition with others, and I want to make sure that I want to, you know, make myself proud, it's very tempting to break all of the rules that I have about sales and free consulting. So I'm focused on adding that money to the bottom line before that clock strikes midnight on December 31st. And you know, while I'm like that, it's kind of like I'm a little bit like Oprah, you get a contract, you get a contract. Right. And, you know, I'll do business with you too. But there are two old sayings that keep me kind of in line when I'm in that vein and I just want to do anything to make that money. Number one is they're not going to buy that cow if you're giving the milk away for free. You know, most people talk about that in other senses, but I'm talking about it in business.
Right. Oh, it's relevant to all
situations. It's relevant to
right?
all life.
Yeah.
And the second is that shortcuts equal pay cuts. So when I'm struggling to stand my ground, I pep talk myself and it goes a little something like this. Girl, what you have is worth paying for. And some of the lessons that you've learned that other people are trying to give you, trying to get you to give for free are priceless. The only person that has the power to devalue you is you. So don't you do it. That fear that's trying to hold you hostage is lying. You walk and live in abundance. There's always more coming to you. You'll never be without because you are destined for greatness. And remember, you never lose. You either win or you learn. Now go out there and make sure that everybody pays what they weigh.
Come on, somebody. I feel like we should pass around an offering after that pep talk. I hope everyone felt that in their spirits. So it's funny. Oh, thank you, Josh. You're the man. So Mazda, you just came off a trip, right? You was in the Big Easy, right?
Yeah, the Big Easy.
Outside of stuff that was going to get us canceled on episode 3, tell us about what happened in New Orleans that will not get us canceled after just 3 episodes.
Oh, okay. So, you know, New Orleans is like Vegas. What happens in New Orleans, I'm staying on, you know, whatever. But it was a huge show. It was a lot of work. I encountered, as always in those times of pressure, some interesting personalities. I'll just put it like that. Facts. So we don't get canceled and my contracts don't get canceled because I'm naming people and what they did.
Right. They're like, Masa, we heard the podcast.
There's no renewal coming. Right. Just kidding. Love my clients. They didn't do anything crazy.
Of course it wasn't a client.
Never the client. But yeah, it was 10 days. It was crazy. I mean, we were up at 4:30 every morning and we weren't ending work till like 10:30 every night. Mm. Sometimes not getting in bed till midnight because then when we're done work, we got to eat.
Right.
Then you got to start over. So it was awesome. But 10,000 people, it was amazing. Yet again, Perfection Events did what Perfection Events does. Yeah. The whole reason I named the business Perfection Events, I was reminded of this when I was in New Orleans. The whole reason I named the business Perfection Events was because before I started my business, every time I would do a meeting or event, somebody would say to me, at some point before it was over or when it was over, the chief person that I was working with would say, this was perfect. Mm. And that's what made me say, what's going to be Perfection Events? And so that actually, this show reminded me of that. As we were ending, as stressed as I was, I told you I had like almost a breakdown before I left because I was so stressed. told y'all about that with my team was out and it was kind of all on me. And I had to pep talk myself a lot and remind myself like, you can do this. This pressure is on you, but you can do this. You were built for this. All these things I say to y'all, I was saying to myself, like in the mirror all the time, you can do this. You were built for this. You were made for this. Success is in your DNA. Like if I had to do it every 5 minutes, I was doing it every 5 minutes until I believed it and I was there. But at the end, everybody was just talking about our team. They kept saying, this was perfect. Perfection Events. Like we haven't experienced this level of service. We haven't experienced this level of attention to detail and, you know, how we did things. So it really made me proud.
Now, it's funny because I know how you are. I mean, I've been working with you for long enough now. When you give yourself these pep talks, you usually have like a song also that's kind of like pushing you. So what was that song during this time in New Orleans?
You know what? What was pushing me was actually, it was the song from two episodes ago. There were two. So when I talked about the Lizzo song that was like good as hell, mm-hmm. I would just kept telling myself that I could feel good about what I was doing, that it was okay to be stressed and feel good as hell. Like don't, you know, make sure you bring that positivity. Yeah. And then the other thing that's been on repeat, which is an older one, but it hit hard when it came out, was Money by Cardi B. Like I was on some like, I gotta make this money. Like it was just about like, at the end of the day, make your money. At the end of the day, you gotta eat, people gotta eat, make this money. So that's where I was at. And you know, with that, it kind of went into like me ramping up for this Q4, making this money. I'm really laser focused on that money, you know, as we go into this end part of the year. But the fact of the matter is, like I said earlier, when you're into it, sometimes you want to give away a lot of things for free. And I'm not down for giving anything for free. Yeah. People always, human nature for people to ask you for things for free. But there are rules to it. And that's what I want to talk about today. Y'all gonna join me?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. So like I said, it's inevitable that people will come to you and try to get you to give them answers and advice for free, you know, that they should pay for. But that's human nature. Human nature is to try to get something for nothing. Like, I'm not even going to hold them on that. I'm not even mad about that. That's human nature. I also realize that it's also human nature to try and please everybody and keep them happy. So while you know that they're asking you for something that you shouldn't be giving for free, as a human, the first thing you want to do is keep them happy. And you almost want to oblige. I know women are almost indoctrinated to serve and to give and to do. So it's even harder for women in leadership roles, sales roles, business development roles to stand their ground because we've been taught from the moment we were 3 and 4, right? I can't remember. I was reading an article and they were talking about the exact time, I think it's 3 years old, that it shifts between boys and girls where the boys and the girls are like the same for a while. And then at a certain point, boys are taught to keep standing up for themselves and to go and to lead. And girls are taught, now it's time to submit. Mm. It's time to not ask questions. It's time to lay back, right? So I know as a woman, that's something that I fight, that's been, you know, put inside of me just societally, yeah, from society over the years. But you can't run a profitable business if you give it all away for free. You know, there may be some times that you got to give something away. I'm going to talk about that, but you can't give it all away for free. So here are my rules. My first rule is give just enough to showcase your expertise, but not so much that you actually make them an expert in the thing that you're trying to sell.
Mm. So for those people listening, they're brand new. They're like, I just got this LLC. I just got my first debit card, my business name on it. Show them what that looks like.
Okay. So what that looks like. Them, yeah, can't see me. You can't see me. Well, some can see me when they see video. What that looks like for me in businesses, say for instance, we're an event management firm. So what people will do is they'll come to me and they'll ask me specifically about an event that they want to produce. They'll come and they'll say, hey, we have an idea. Here's the date. Here's some objectives. Here's some goals that we want. It's easy for me to say, oh, here's what it should be. Here's the audience you should be trying to serve. If you want this to happen, let me tell you how we're gonna, you know, create that. It should be a festival on the parkway with, you know, vendors, and it should, you know, and you know what would be really cool if we had so-and-so perform. You would be really dope if I created a canopy that went across the Ben Franklin Park. You know, right. I can give you all the ideas, and that's easy for me to do because number one, it's my passion. Number two, it's my expertise. Yeah. Number three, I want you to know that I know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying you can't give them anything, but what I've learned is to give them just enough to whet their appetite, but not so much that I've given everything away. I've built the entire event without them. I think you could apply this also to someone who's an accountant, right? An accountant could look at your books and say, oh yeah, there's definitely something wrong here. You should have saved $10,000 in taxes last year, mm-hmm, right? That's just enough. Right. What they shouldn't say is by claiming XXXXX and doing this and doing that and doing that, that's how you would have saved it. Why would you go that far? You give them just enough so they understand I have expertise, or maybe you give them two ways. If there's seven ways they could have saved the $10,000, give them two. Mm. Hold back the five, right? So that you're not making them an expert in it as well. Mm. There's a lot of schools of thought on it. Some people feel like just give all the information away for free. I'm fine with giving free advice as long as it is not detracting from your bottom line. If I'm sitting on a panel and you ask me, I'm gonna give it all to you, yeah, right? Yeah. On this podcast, I'm gonna give it all to you, even though you'll stop me at times. but if you're asking me to bid on some business, I'm not giving it all to you. So that's my one rule. My second rule is if they won't pay now, they won't pay later.
You got to give us a scenario. So break it down, real lifetime that this happened to you.
So I had a contract that I was working on, and it was a potential event that I was working on. And they basically were like, if you'll just work, what we really want you to do is to sit on this committee.
Mm. That's how they do it. That's that real cute, right?
Sit on this committee. Yeah. And when you sit on this committee, it's our events committee for the XYZ, names protected to protect the guilty. Right. If you'll sit on this committee and you'll meet people and blah, 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 and this committee will guide the event. Well, let me explain something to you. I sat on that committee for 3 years. And when it came time that they had the money, do you think that they gave it to me?
Wow.
That was a hard lesson to learn.
Wow.
Somebody else swooped in and they gave it. And I won't even say that it was a white man. And I was working for a women's organization that was serving underserved youth in the city of Philadelphia. So I'm like, who's more qualified to actually provide this? Who sat here and given you free advice for the past 3 years? And now you have budget and you have money, and I find out that blah, blah, blah is coming in to be the event designer.
Yikes.
If they won't pay now, they won't pay later. So that's my number two rule. Number three, if you're going to give something away for free, always assign value to it, put it in writing, and tie it back to an outcome that can benefit you. Okay, I'm gonna say that one again. If you're gonna give it away for free, you have to always assign value to it, put it in writing. If it ain't in writing, it doesn't exist, and then tie it back to an outcome that can benefit you.
So a person that's not in events, how would that look for them?
So throw me an industry. You gotta throw me an industry.
Let's go media. So media. If I want to do TV, I want to do YouTube, that's really big right now. If I want to do those type of things, what does that look like for them?
If I'm in media and I'm gonna use media and I'm gonna use brand management. I'm actually gonna pull it into your world, brand management. So say you're working, you're proposing to a client, right? Say you were proposing to me, right? And you were saying, hey, it's gonna cost XYZ for us to work together. And I say, man, Dion, I don't have that. You know, Mazda, this overall project that you presented to me for us to work together on is gonna cost $10,000. I'm throwing numbers out there. Don't y'all be, you know, assuming this is what Dion charges. He might charge more. Maybe. He might charge more. But this project is gonna be $10,000, right? And I say, dang, Dion, I only have like $6,000. But you really want to work with me. I'm a brand that you actually want to develop. You actually feel it would be helpful for your career in the future. Even though I can't, I'm telling you, I can't afford to it. So I can't afford to do it at $10,000. So if I were you and I were presenting, what I would do is I would say, okay, Mazda, you want a $4,000, you know, decrease in this fee. This $4,000, so that's the value assigned to it. This is, these are all the services that, that I would be doing within, that's what that actually looks like, or that's what that is associated with. That's how many services I would be giving, right? And then I would put it in the contract, right? So a lot of times people like just decrease the fee and they just go back and just decrease the fee. So it's not in the contract, it's not in the proposal, and it's nowhere in writing that you decreased it, what the value is and why. So that's the first thing for putting in writing. Because number one, people talk, okay? They're gonna tell somebody else. Also, when you're ready to renew, you need them to remember how much you discounted and why. So when you come back and say, I gave you $4,000 worth of services, they don't get amnesia because I've been there. They get total amnesia. They're like, you did? No, we always thought it cost $6,000, not 10. And the third is make sure that it is assigned to an outcome that you want. So you want to manage my brand and you want to manage my brand. So you're going to put something on it that says I have to shout you out on social media. I have to share that you are the person that's managing my brand and I have to whatever, write you a recommendation letter, put it on LinkedIn, whatever the things are that are actually going to push you forward. So you're not just giving it away for nothing and nobody remembers why or how or what the value is. So that's how you do that. And then finally, don't be afraid to say that what you're asking me to give for free, other clients pay for, and it is my process and portfolio of results and happy clients that make me qualified to provide this product or service.
That's a shouting moment right there.
A lot of times people just want you to give it for free and they haven't thought through that. And I think that we just get offended and walk away. I think there are opportunities in those moments to say, you know what you're asking me to do for free, other people pay for. The advice you're asking me to give you, other people are paying for. I don't have to prove to you that I know what I'm doing because guess what? They said I know what I'm doing. My portfolio says I know what I'm doing. My results say I know what I'm doing. So if you want to work with me, you're going to have to pay me. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that. We're afraid sometimes to stand up and say that. But I promise you every time that I've said that, one of two things happens. Either they do still end up working with me and paying, period. Either that happens or they end up coming back and saying like, how can we like change this to make sure it works? But in either scenario, I win. I didn't just give it away and never get paid for it. So those are my things. I also feel like you have to make certain that if you're giving something away for free, that you are benefiting from that. Not just the client, not just the customer, not just the prospect who's requesting the freebie. And also make sure that you grow skin thick enough to say no to free consulting when it's warranted. And as I always say, you know, practice makes perfect. So anything you want to add to that? Any other questions? Josh, you quiet.
Nah, I think that's on point. I think that's really helpful because especially, and we talked about it, I think, on episode one. So if you guys have not listened to that, you need to. Early on, that's scary. It's a scary idea to do that because you do want to just give away things for free. Because usually if you started it, you have some level of expertise or information that someone else may not have. So I think that's going to come in handy for somebody.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I don't want you to forget a listener. I don't want to forget. A listener asked that we provide more interaction so that you can weigh in on these topics and ask your questions and really share in the fun on restrooms and boardrooms with the R&B crew. So starting this week, feel free to shoot your questions or comments to us via email at hello@mazdamiles.com. I'm going to be checking them out and we just might address your question on the next pod.
Yeah, so hello@mazdamiles.com. So make sure you start doing that immediately. We'll put it on social media as well so you guys do not forget. So for you guys that have been listening for these three episodes, you know we had this segment called Boss Move or Soft Move. And that's what we're going to get into right now. So our Boss Move or Soft Move segment has to do with Little Kim. Little Kim, the Queen Bee herself, was just on BET and won an award. I think it was like an icon award. And she was giving her speech. And during this speech, she kind of threw some shade. She basically said that she was always concerned. She was always felt some type of way in her feelings about why BET never gave her awards. She was asking, I think it was like her Nana, why are they not giving me no awards? Why are they overlooking me? Da, 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 da. And her Nana basically told her, well, those awards are regular. They're too regular for you. Mm. They're beneath you, basically. That they're, when there's a bigger award, that's when you'll get it. So she felt like the award she got now was due her, and any other BET award was kind of beneath her. So... Ooh. Boss move or soft move? Getting an award for being an icon, but shading the industry that's giving you the award.
Oh my god!
In your speech.
I mean, you know, I'm always about authenticity and transparency.
We're not going to try to clean this up, all right?
But at the same time, I think you should be gracious. So I'm going to go with soft move. On this one.
It's a soft move.
I think it's a soft move. I think that, you know, you're there, you're on the stage, you're there at this point, and they in your speech, like, really? In on the soft nationally soft televised speech, yeah. This is what you want to do?
It reminds me of the Stacey Dash thing. It's like, bruh, like, they cut you checks, though.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
They're giving you an award, and you talking about their awards are regular?
It really could have just been, and I think the thing about it is, it's not just about dismissing them. Mm-hmm. It's about dismissing the other people who received awards.
Exactly.
That's more the soft move to me. If you have an issue with whatever, BET, like whatever, I have less of an issue with you going against a conglomerate, like it's whatever. Yeah. But for me, the fact that you have other people in the room that are receiving those awards and have gone on before you, you basically disrespected all of them by saying that their award was regular. And to me, that's a soft move.
Can you imagine everyone at home looking at their BET awards like, This regular award.
This is regular. Look at the award. It's regular. Right?
So terrible. Yeah. Everyone that won that night. Can you imagine?
That's what I'm
saying.
They're
odd. All, they just looking like, but I just won the BET award.
But I just won one. Yeah. So, Lil Kim, I wanted to clap for you, but you just said I'm regular.
Right.
I don't know what to do with that.
Shout out to
Bobby. So, yeah, that's how I feel. All right. So, our next segment is If I'm Honest. As you know, I always bring something that I just have to be honest about. And this will be somewhat short and sweet. And, you know, but although it's somewhat of a dissenting view, so we'll see. So for those of you that do not know, Issa Rae is the new voice, cameo voice of Google Assist. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gang, so, gang. Shout out to Issa Rae.
Yes. Okay. First of all, we met her this year. She's amazing.
You met her. Well, I'm jealous.
Okay. Sorry.
I would have hugged her.
I met her in LA this year. She was as sweet, as dope, as amazing. You know, listen to this, Issa. Come on my podcast. as amazing as, you know, as we see her on TV. So she's all that. And I'm all about like celebs who I admire being as great in real life as they are, you know, what I see on TV. And I've met a lot of them and it's not always true. So I'm really excited about that. So first of all, I'm already a fan. That had me even more, you know, fangirling even more over her. And now she is the new, you know, a voice of Google Assist. And so now all the Android users are about to get all this black girl magic when they, you know, are on their phones asking for the Google Assist. And so if I'm honest, I low-key kind of want to have like an Android on the side.
This is going to be your burner phone?
Like
now?
A burner phone. So I could,
just to hear Issa Rae's voice.
No, so I could just ask Issa stuff. Like, I want to talk to her. Like, reportedly, you can even ask her about like Lawrence.
Wow.
And stuff. Like, you know, like, I don't know. If I'm honest. And I'm an Apple like evangelist.
Yeah, right.
Like I'm a serious like cult leader, you know. I just welcome
no
someone
green
to the
buttons,
family.
You know. No, I mean, no green bubbles.
No, listen, I just welcomed somebody to the family last night. I was texting a girlfriend somebody who's traveling with me to this conference I'm going to, and I looked and I was like, ooh, blue bubbles. I was hyped.
Oh,
so anyway, that's my if I'm honest. You know, y'all don't have to be into it like me, but I want all that black girl magic.
I'm all down for Issa Rae. She'll come on over to the Apple side. Come over to the lighter
side. Yes, come on. Siri needs to be Issa.
I agree.
I don't co-sign. I don't co-sign at all. I have a Google Pixel phone. So y'all some slaves over there.
We felt bad for you, Josh. Boo. It's okay.
I got the I got the red pill. I got my mind.
Okay. Okay. And your phone shutting down. Right. All right, guys. All right, guys. That's our time for today. I thank you for joining us on this podcast. Hope you feel empowered and know that those pep talks in the restroom will make you money in the boardrooms. Remember that you can join the conversation by sending me an email at hello@mazdamiles.com. If you have not already subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
We know who you are. I get the analytics. I see y'all listening. You need to hit that. I need you to smash the subscribe button and share it. And make sure you tag Issa Rae in this episode.
Yes, do that too. You want to do that so you can get the notification of when our next episode drops. Also, make sure you are following me on socials because we're going to keep the conversation going on social as well. I'm Mazda Miles on Instagram and Twitter. Another shout out to this dope team, Dion, Josh, and Brian. Thank you all for everything. You want to let them know where they can find you?
Gang, gang, you guys can find me at DRingle on Instagram and In Club Magazine on Instagram as well.
I'm too tired to give my socials out.
Yeah, it's pretty early. It's pretty early.
A little 7 a.m. take. All right. And Brian also behind the scenes. All right. Thank you all for everything. Until next time, shout out to all my bosses. We'll talk to you next time.